welcome to What's Your Deal? This is the podcast where we read tarot for special guests to find out where they've been and where they're going. I'm your host, Ariana Lenarski, and with me today, Hayes Davenport.
Hi.
Hi. Decked out in a witch's hat, which I provided.
Yes.
Since Halloween's coming up, Hayes Davenport, podcaster of Hollywood Handbook. LA Podcast.
Yes.
And the Flagrant Ones.
Yes.
All three.
Those are my little team.
His little.
Those are my guys.
Recent eater of a, did you say a Carl's Jr.?
On the way here, I got the Carl's Jr. Beyond Bacon Cheeseburger.
And you, it's a smash hit.
I loved it. And it also came out of the wrapper so perfectly shaped, not smushed or anything. It just like maintained the integrity of the patty.
Wow.
So much better. I think because it's fake meat, they can afford to make the patties a little bit like thicker. So it kind of looked like it would in the commercial. I've been to Carl's Jr. basically since I moved to LA. I was trying all the different ones that we don't have in New England.
We don't have Carl's Jr.
We don't even have Hardee's.
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay, so I actually did not know that Carl's Jr. is California, West Coast based.
Well, it's the same as Hardee's,
okay,
basically. And Hardee's you find like in the South and I think in the Midwest.
Okay. But so you guys didn't have like a cool burger spot in the
No, our chains were like Dunkin' Donuts, which you have here now. We got there's like Honeydew Donuts. It's all like coffee and donuts and like cozy, like wintry.
Got it. No burgers.
Foods. I don't think
burgers
so.
Burgers are for happy people.
No Whataburgers, no Jack in the Box.
Wow. But warmth. Donuts, coffee.
Yeah.
Warmth.
Yeah.
So you saw,
we got
you
Krispy Kreme eventually. That took off.
Okay, Krispy Kreme. I had an interesting experience when I went to go get the Beyond Burger. I went with a friend of mine who is probably more woo-woo than I am and very into like very LA, like eating only.
Yeah. Woo-woo's back. Huh? That phrase is back. Marianne Williamson brought it back. And I don't think she likes being referred to that way.
No one does. It's like
it's
like
back
being called
in the
a hipster.
Lexicon from people talking about Marianne Williamson.
Yeah, for sure. And my friend has made me listen to Marianne Williamson, made me listen to like a really long, I might have to cut this out because I'm afraid she's going to listen. But she made me listen to a really long program about aliens for about an hour.
What's the verdict on them?
They are here, baby.
They're already here? They're here
right
now?
They walk amongst
us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Possibly me. Possibly you.
Okay. She's trying to tease it out of you, maybe. Trying to see if you're like...
And I felt teased.
Nodding along. Yeah.
She said, I guess I'm going to start talking about this. I'm going to apologize to my friend. Look, I want to talk about it. We'll talk later. I'm sorry if you're listening to this.
An alien would be interested in like tarot stuff as like a cover, like to pretend to be like searching for meaning in the
when really,
outer limits of reality when really you know everything, you know.
They say from this video that the aliens have come down and we have I don't have it all right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the aliens are very interested in that we feel so much. They're very interested in that we have feelings. That we're very dense. Our bodies are very dense, but this makes us able to feel feelings. And the aliens are like interesting.
It's the density of our bodies that it's our feelings are packed in there very tight.
And
much to teach each other.
Who, the aliens and the dense
and the
humans,
yes.
Exactly. So they are like, what we need you guys to do is feel your feelings as strongly as you can and note them.
The aliens are
saying are like, if you can figure out your feelings, this will help the entire universe.
And note them, like write, transcribe them. Journal. The aliens want us to journal.
And something
that seems like a fair ask.
What's really funny is what aliens sound like are therapists.
Yeah.
So it's
they sound like Marianne Williamson.
Well, she was on the she gave it, you know, like a comment. The book about it was what's the word? Blurbed.
A blurb.
Blurbed by her. So my friend who we went to this
imagine when they got that blurb. the guys,
the aliens themselves.
Yeah, the aliens. Yeah, who I must have written.
We got
the
book. Her.
Yeah.
Thanks
so much for the blurb. If you could also like just one tweet, would be amazing. She tweets on like Saturday night. They're like, oh, if we, it's just like if we could get one during the week.
I'm trying to think who else aliens would be like, yes, yes, we got blurbed by them. Maybe like Jim Carrey, I think, would be a big
yeah,
get.
That would be huge.
I think the aliens are into Jim Carrey. Although he's fallen off the rails a little bit. So maybe Adam Sandler? That would be a pretty big.
That would be a big get.
Because
Obama?
My friend actually woke up this summer. She's an author, and she wrote a book about spies, and it was blurbed by Barack Obama.
What?
And
was
she,
it on his list?
It was on his list. His summer.
What?
I know, his summer reading list. And she had no idea it was coming. Like, yeah. She was asleep in, like, her, this isn't, like, the back house of somebody else's house. So, like, her landlord walked in and was like, hey, congratulations.
Oh,
and she was
God.
Like, for what? And she was like, the president blurbed your book.
Yeah.
You know.
You, of course, won't plug it on this podcast. Won't say the name.
She's already got.
Yeah,
she's got enough
like she's
promotion.
Doing okay.
She's doing fine. She doesn't need my. She doesn't need my help. But I can't imagine what that would be like. It'd actually probably be really scary. Wouldn't you be frightened if
I would freak out?
A head of state was like, "Listen to the flagrant ones." Actually,
oh my God.
If Barack Obama blurred the flagrant ones, that'd be pretty amazing.
I would end the show.
No, we have to have him on the show. No,
no,
no. That'd
would
be
end
it
first.
All right.
Not for political reasons. I would just be too scared.
You would really be scared to meet Barack Obama?
I would be scared to. I would feel like something had gone wrong if he were endorsing flagrant ones in any way. It had been like some kind of misconception. It would change the show so dramatically for what we would feel like we had to do to live up to that endorsement. What the effect it would have on Sean, I can't even imagine. It would just empower him in ways that are so scary to me.
So you would worry that it would make him, he would not get self-deprecating. He would, his ego would balloon.
It would just amplify,
everything
that
you've been trying to keep under wraps.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had someone you really admired, like,
support my work in any way?
Yeah.
Endorse.
Well, just somebody
just
where you're like, oh my God,
back.
This is really frightening and scary to me. And you were, well, you were like very honored, but at the same time, you were like, this is kind of scary.
Nothing is, well, I've gotten to work with a lot of people that I have really admired over the years. I got to, my favorite show when it first came out was Eastbound and Down, and I got to write on that for the fourth season. So just being hired by those people is a kind of endorsement. Vocal, like that kind of thing, not off the top of my.
Or will somebody like sliding in your DMs and being like, hey, and you were like, oh, fuck, this person slid into my DMs.
No, like it sounds like it's happened to you.
It did once happen to me.
Who?
But I swear I wasn't doing it to wrap it
around
like
but
that.
But it's like I think it's a pretty rare experience.
The person who slid into my DMs and it drove me insane was Megan Mullally. And I was.
What?
I know. And I was a tiny baby. Like I was not prepared for something like that. I had not done anything.
Yeah.
And I kind of lost my mind. Like it was actually.
What was the compliment?
She said hi. And I was like, hey.
Just hi?
I think she faved something on Twitter.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I hope this doesn't happen again. And then she like tweeted something directly at me and I was like, this is fucked up.
Oh.
And then she DM'd me and was like, hey, how's it going? And I was like, pretty good. And she's like, who are you? Like, what do you do for a living? And I was like, nothing, Megan Mullally. Like, I don't do anything. Like, I was like barely a comic, like barely. And she was like, and I said, you're like my hero. She's like, oh,
and
thank
that's
you.
True?
That's so nice. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I was like obsessed with her when I was little.
Sure.
She was like hilarious and amazing.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, thank you so much. And I kind of was like, well, cool chat. Like, and I didn't know what to do. And I was like, do you want to like do a sketch with me or something? Like, I didn't know what to say. I was
You've
like, do you want to
convert this into something?
I felt really bad. I was like, I shouldn't have.
I mean, you're just
going
to like let this go?
I didn't know what to do. I was like, do you want to? I asked her to sing karaoke with me on stage.
That's nice.
Yes, I thought so. I think I should have let
What song did you have in mind?
I wanted to sing Barbra Streisand and Celine Dion.
Oh, my God.
What's that song? Tell Him? Do you know that song?
No.
Really good. You should check it out.
Who would you be?
Would have been perfect for me to Megan Mullally. Celine Dion.
Okay,
anyway, it didn't go through somehow. Somehow I couldn't make that
the
happen.
The message didn't go through.
Now I'm blocked.
She's like, sorry. Oh, bad connection.
It was miserable.
Oh, boy.
It was a really bad experience for me. But nice, I guess. And then, like, she told me a ton of stuff. She told me, like, she randomly told me, like, a ton of stuff that I don't know if I should even say.
I have a good answer for this, actually.
Okay, I'm ready. I knew that you would.
It should have been top of mind.
Right.
One of my comedy heroes was Tom Sharpling,
the host of
The Best Show. Like, almost every day when I first moved to L.A., I would drive to Ralph's and get a thing of sushi and sit in the parking lot and eat it and listen to The Best Show, which is 3 hours long. And I would like chop it up into like half hour increments over the course of the week. And then I got the chance to work with him. Did not tell him that I had a podcast.
Right.
This was after Sean and I started doing Hollywood Handbook. And one day he called me and said that he had listened to it, and I was so embarrassed, but he told me how much he loved it.
That's miserable. That's a bad day.
I mean, and then he's done the show so many times since, but yeah, that's like the feeling of someone coming out of your television or phone that you like, the like weird science thing of like,
yeah,
oh, now you're here.
I was talking about my friend Amanda about this the other day. Like, it's a little weird to live in LA because it feels like a cartoon character can come out and be like, do you want to get lunch? Batman? Like, it's very, it's very fucked up and strange.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe contributes to like the woo woo lifestyle.
Because you get like, you visualize those things happening because they feel
possible,
sort of in reach. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't yet know if that's bad or good. I feel like it gets people
fucked
up. Maybe
it's a neutral thing.
Yeah. Maybe it's kind of a neutral
thing. People get more disappointed, I guess, about very improbable stuff not happening.
Yes. But it almost feels like it should be one way or the other. Either like impossible things should happen.
Yeah.
Or they shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So when they happen once, it's kind of a nightmare.
Yeah.
And it ruins your life. Not speaking from experience.
We talk, my wife and I, I have this phrase, a billion-dollar dog, came from, we were out on a walk one night and we met this guy who's walking his dog, and we're just petting the dog. It was a great dog, and we're complimenting this dog, and he says, yeah, if Bill Gates came along and said, I'll give you $1 billion for that dog, I would say no.
Wow.
But I was like, that's so nice. But then we were walking away and I was thinking, if that did happen, your life is ruined.
Yeah,
for
sure.
You either pass on $1 billion and now you hate this dog. You, every time you see the dog, for the rest of the dog just like walks in the room and you're just like, well,
there's
could have been $1 billion. Every financial issue you have forever, you just stare at this dog. Or you take the money.
And then you lose your best friend.
And then you miss your friend. So just the fact of the opportunity destroy you.
It's nice that we say this, but wouldn't everyone take $1 billion? If it was a million.
I don't know. Like, I love my cats. Let me think.
$1 billion. $1 million is so different from $1 billion. $1 billion is so much money.
I'm trying to think
money.
Of which of my cats.
You could take care.
Was it all three cats?
You could literally.
Ugh.
If you had to give the cats away, you could spy on them for the rest of your life with $1 billion. Like, you could use $1 billion to stay in touch with the cat. Like, wherever the cats would go,
that's
you could
not
pay
part
the person.
Of it. That's not
yes,
part
it
of
is.
The
you
whole
could
idea.
Pay.
No, no, no. It's like you could buy the cats back. No. The whole
no,
idea
no, no.
is that
you
don't have
them
contact
again?
With them anymore.
Hmm. So there's no way to.
No. You have, and you have no idea what's happening to them. They could be getting hurt.
That's a little rougher. I still think you got to take the $1 billion, because is that really bad? That's really bad.
Right? I don't. There's so much, like, you have a moral obligation to take the $1 billion, obviously, because what you can do with that
is
money,
so much
even
more
if it's for other people. So really,
you sacrifice
yes,
the
that's
cats.
The way to think about it. I'm sacrificing the cats, and even if the cats are getting hurt, that's mm-hmm. a sacrifice they are making
yes.
to reduce the world's suffering. And I take a little piece for myself. I get a little bit.
This works. The cats are heroes.
Yeah.
You're a hero and you get something out of it.
So that's what would make me feel better.
That the cats are heroes.
Yes. As a little piece of their tail is being cut off every
oh my God.
Every morning. That could be what's happening.
For sure. Okay. Look. What do you want guidance about?
What do I want guidance about?
Yeah.
I come in here with like a specific area.
Okay.
I feel pretty good
okay.
right now. I did quit my job recently.
Okay.
I was a showrunner of
very
a
fancy.
Show on TBS that comes out in, I think, May now.
It's nice that you're still plugging it even though you quit.
I love everyone involved with the mm-hmm. show. But I wanted to get more involved, like, full time, and, like, I've been working with this homeless services nonprofit mm-hmm. for a while, so doing that. Helping out with a city council campaign, like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really fun. Still podcasting.
Till
I die.
Forever.
Yep. But I guess, the course of my career, like, basically since I got out of college, has been like, I never worked on a show for more than one season. Because the show was canceled or ended naturally, or I quit, or like one thing or another like that. So I guess what I'm wondering is this like a healthy pursuit? I think I got kind of used to the churn and get bored very easily now. It wasn't really like boredom that led me to quit this job. It's just like a specific opportunity and other stuff that I felt like I should be doing right now. But is it sustainable? Is this like a lifelong thing? Or am I trying to find something that I'll eventually just like lock into and do
for a long period of time?
Yes.
I really relate. I was thinking about that while I was walking around, how much I hate boredom and wondering if that's bad. If it's
right.
in fact good to be bored.
Yeah.
I have like a psychotic schedule that I'm doing this season of trying to do four of the same things every day.
Wow.
It's a nightmare. I'm not doing a good job.
Do the same thing four times or do four things
every day. It had to be
day.
Four things. If it was one thing, I'd lose my mind.
Are you going to share the four things?
Sure, I can share the four
things. Okay.
Two of them are, you know, very Los Angeles. First one, just meditate.
Yeah.
Second one... what is it? Oh, right. Okay. Do some kind of yoga.
Okay.
The third one is work on my musical, Sharks the Musical.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one is put myself in a position where I can be rejected.
Oh, and basically. That's a very... So that, I mean, that's not the same thing. You can do that
that's
in a million different
how
ways.
I tried to get out of the boredom.
Was it asking me to do this show, for example? Does that count?
I knew you wouldn't reject me.
I did take a while. I always take a while to respond.
I'm trying to remember if that was. Yes, that actually was one. That was
counts.
One of my. Yeah, that absolutely
yes,
counts.
Yes, me and John at the same time.
Yeah, in fact, so. I cheated.
Yeah.
Because I didn't ask you guys directly. I asked through your, like, producer.
Is
so that
was
kind
true?
Of a cheat.
Yes.
I was kind of cheating that
right.
day.
Right. Mm-hmm. You get one cheat day.
But it's difficult because it forces me to think about what I want. And then there's a bunch of like...
What's your batting average?
Of getting what I want?
Yeah.
Or the person saying yes to me?
Yeah.
Low.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're going for it on a lot of these.
I am.
Yeah.
And sometimes too hard. Like sometimes I do it and I kind of wish I hadn't. Like
usually
in the area of romance.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Like asking someone out and then being like, I wish I hadn't
done
this.
That counts. That's a tough one.
yeah, I don't like where I've gone with that one.
Working on campaign stuff, just like volunteering for that, has put me in that position so much more often.
You have to get rejected a lot.
Just asking people for stuff. And a lot of times it's like you try and figure out the specific amount of money that is appropriate to like float to somebody, like if you could like donate this much. And you can never be right, because either you like don't get a response or you get rejected and you're like, oh God, that was way too much. I really screwed up. Or if they give you that exact amount, you're like,
fuck, why did I ask for so much more?
So that's kind of a pain, but it's for a good reason, I think. So yeah. That helps
it's money carry me through. Really hard, because everyone like knows exactly how much is the right amount. Like,
yeah,
it's really really hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's I could talk about that more, but we're out of time. Talk about it, but
okay, your show.
It's my show. I want to talk about money so bad. I want to talk about it so bad because like it's such a hard thing to try to figure out. Okay, whatever. It's my show. I'm taking a break.
The sage didn't burn.
Oh, yeah. I tried to burn my sage, but I fucked up. Maybe we'll try.
I smell the smoke during from the match a little bit.
Do you still? Here, smell this. I'm having a smell Palo Santo.
Oh, can you smell it? So nice.
I know. It would be so nice if I could light it. For some reason, I can't light my Palo Santo right now. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to read the Tarot of Hayes Davenport.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to What's Your Deal? We're going to read the tarot for Hayes Davenport. Please shuffle these cards and think about what you would like guidance about.
Oh.
Hmm. Hayes is wearing a witch's hat currently. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing a devil's hat.
Classic witch hat.
Since we're recording this before Halloween, I don't know if this is going to come out. For Halloween, but
the office of the city council campaign that I'm working on, which is Nithya Ramans in Los Angeles.
Cool. Support. Vote for her.
Is right next door to a reader.
Oh, really?
And I helped her set up her Facebook for her office. She came in the other day and just like handed me her phone and was like, do this.
Wait, the psychic asked you to do this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about
that. And I helped send an email.
You better watch out, man. She is.
Watch out.
She is.
But this is like I'm accumulating.
What?
Karma? Is that by part of this?
This Terry? I would love. How is she? So she's demanding. She's coming in and demanding that you do this?
Yeah, she just like gives me the phone and I have to send an email to like a farmer's market, for example, where she wants to set up a booth. Things of that nature.
Don't you feel under a spell that you put under her spell?
I'm doing it, so.
You love it.
I've never even come close to rejecting her.
You're under a spell. You should have brought this up way long, much earlier.
That's why the sage wouldn't light. The spell is too powerful and put it out.
What's she like? Can you compare her to me?
She is, can I compare her to you? She is significantly older than you.
Great.
She is very abrupt.
Which is working on you.
She's very upset with the owner of the building because the AC in here works and the AC in her unit does not. It's been really hot.
Right.
The last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been a major point of conversation, and the things that she has on the landlord, she says she could bring this whole place.
Wow.
That she could like have the whole place shut down.
Okay.
And she's thinking about doing it.
So. Right. So she's very powerful and also
yes,
experiencing a lot of strife at the same time.
Right. And so that's why I do what I'm told. You know?
Yes.
I don't want her to bring the whole place down.
I'm gonna pull a separate card later to see if she's
watching.
Got a hold on you, okay. Watching you, yep. Put the evil eye on you. And then I'd like you to go back and tell her.
Which card?
Yes.
Now this I like. What if she's never heard of that card?
Then it's war. Then war is on.
How many of them are there?
78.
A lot.
So she'll know. She'll know what. Okay, so can I have you with your left hand? Can you cut the deck into three separate piles,
sure.
Please? Left hand, left hand, left hand, left hand.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Are there any supplemental decks or anything like that that people?
What a great question.
Gotta be.
I don't know, actually. I know they're like fully different decks. Okay. I don't think there's anything that's like
bonus.
No, I don't think there's, that's not like Pokemon.
Okay.
Is that what you're?
Yes.
That's exactly what you're wondering. Okay. I'm just gonna say a brief pair over these cards, and then I'm gonna pull for you. Okay, we're gonna do recent.
You said you were gonna say it, but you didn't say it.
You want me to say it?
No, I just was expecting you were going to because you said you were gonna say it.
Maybe I will say it. I don't think I've ever said the prayer aloud on the show.
Well,
oh,
I don't wanna get in the way of that.
A pretty cute spread you've got.
Okay.
Hey, he's got the little bitty, sweet little baby card.
Look at my little guys.
Do you like this? Okay, sorry, I'm going to explain what they are because people can't see this, obviously.
Okay.
In the recent past is the Ace of Cups.
Okay.
This is we asked about career. This is more emotional. It's actually a more emotional spread.
Hmm.
Ace of Cups.
It's all connected.
It is all connected. Well, there you go. That's the game of life. Aces are kind of like portals. They're these like new beginnings, little seeds that come and get planted.
Okay.
And you don't know how they're going to unfold a lot of the time.
Uh-huh.
This is about your heart, your feelings, emotional force. So usually this indicates a new beginning in the world of smooching and like
okay.
Love.
Let me just get it out there now. None of this in my current life. I've been happily with my wife for 13 years.
It's not like a new romance. It's not exactly like a new person.
Maybe new beginnings within our romance.
Within your romance. Also within any area that just makes you feel like your heart opens up.
Okay.
So it's not like, I'm not like, and here's your affair. That's not what I was doing.
That's well. Just want to get it out there.
No. No, this is more like, a new cycle. I think a lot of times tarot wants to push the agenda that instead of things having beginning and ends in a linear way, we all kind of move through cycles, basically.
Mm, yeah.
So that's what it's sort of more pointing towards is that in the recent past began the kind of a new cycle in terms of
that resonates
love,
with me.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So now in the present position, reverse temperance. That's kind of an interesting card to see.
Reverse means
look
upside
down. Look at all these cups. Holy shit.
Wow.
I pulled two cards to kind of clarify, and you got the Queen of Cups, who's amazing. She's the best.
She owns.
And
the Queen of Cups.
The Chariot.
Slaps.
She's Queen of Cups does slap, I have to say. She's incredibly psychic. She's super intuitive. Compassion is her watchword.
Mm.
You know, it could be your wife, honestly.
Okay. It's not me.
It could be you.
Okay.
Especially if, you know, as we said, there's this sort of like deeply resonant new beginning emotionally. And the Queen of Cups is perfectly comfortable with her feelings. She does not really get pushed. She lets them kind of roll through her like weather for the most part. It doesn't get knocked off kilter by strong feelings.
Mm.
She accepts them, but doesn't let them kind of rule her life. She lets love guide her actions pretty easily. And she has this beautiful cup here in her hands that she created herself.
Looks hard to drink out of.
Really? I know. I don't know if she thought that one through. I'm not sure why she didn't think that through, actually. Yeah, it looks like, I've never really noticed that before. She put two angels on either side of her cup.
Those are angels.
Yeah, I never noticed that. Never noticed that before.
Yeah.
So, she basically, love is the meaning behind all she does,
mm-hmm.
and that gives her the ability to sort of move through situations like water. Like cups always represent water, basically.
Okay.
Chariot underneath. This is whereas all these cups cards, you have Ace of Cups, Queen of Cups, Page of Cups. Very receptive, very emotional.
Mm.
The Chariot is not receptive. Chariot is active, outward, the ego.
Ah.
The healthy adult who kind of plunges forward in situations. Actually, he tampers down his emotions.
In order to
do what needs to be done.
Activate mm-hmm. himself. Yeah.
He's like active, very masculine principle, a lot of personal power.
Yeah. Like Gavin DeGraw, who sang the song.
Who's that?
Gavin DeGraw is a musical artist,
uh-huh.
and he sang a song that I believe is called Chariot.
Oh my God.
And I'm going to say 2006.
What is that?
Am
right?
Am I getting a nod on that? She's, yeah, around there.
Was never really huge. DeGraw head, whatever they call
himself. Is he country or what's.
I'm going to say just a guitar gentleman
guitar
of that era. The Jack Johnson, Jason Mraz, in that same universe.
Okay, so like
universe.
A hot, strange man.
Yes.
Okay. Fine. I have to check that song out.
Mm-hmm.
What if he was reading tarot? Temperance reverse. So when temperance is upright, it's like good balance with things, good integration,
yeah,
all the things coming together in their right parts. When it's reversed, it's not quite feeling that quite yet. It's sensing that things are, at least in this point, out of balance. To me, it doesn't really matter because it looks like it's just a part of the process of you entering this quote new cycle.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So since you are in this new area, of course things are not quite in balance yet.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there's
gonna be a couple,
you know what I mean,
bumps along the way. Sure.
Yeah, there is a, and it seems to be because there's this dichotomy of the Queen of Cups, who's magnetic stuff, and the Chariot, who's like, no, electric stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still trying to figure out how to create the electromagnetic cycle
balance.
Of like just having things kind of flow
mm-hmm.
in the wave. And they're a little bit probably at odds. I would listen to her.
Okay.
And it looks like in the future position, Page of Cups, the little sweetie. This is like the sweetest little baby ever to live. Page of Cups is the messenger of cups. Brings messages of love. He says, be open, be kind.
Mm-hmm.
Hold out your hand. Touch someone. Mr. Rogers.
He's seeing the movie in the future.
You're gonna go see the movie?
Thinking about it.
You should absolutely see it. Oh, okay. Wait, the new one. Did you see the documentary?
No, I haven't even seen that yet.
I really recommend watching it. It's really, 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 really good. It's really good. That's what he's all about. He's staring at his little fish.
He's got a fish in there.
He's got a fish in his cup.
Looks like a cat on his head.
I never noticed that. Maybe it is a cat. It does look like a cat. That's you.
That's
with your
me?
Little
oh yeah,
cat
with
at
my
home.
Cat on my head, yeah. Sometimes after you get out of the shower, the cats like to
so
jump
hop
on your
on
shoulders
there?
And stuff. Yeah.
Get on there.
Mm-hmm.
Future position. So, and he's reversed. So when it's upright, it's like a happy squealing baby.
Okay.
When it's reversed, it's the baby's crying.
Oh, no.
But he's fine. He's like, he's just crying because he's.
Okay.
He's a baby. That's why he's crying. So it seems like to me.
That resonates with me.
It does it? So it almost seems
I feel
like,
seen.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good. There's this like mini tantrum to be had, and then you'll be fine.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I like how all my bad things don't matter or are
no, they
okay.
really kind of don't.
Okay.
I mean, crying babies are loud, and you're like, when is the baby going to start crying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But ultimately, he's a real sweetie, and he'll be upright again soon. He means well. He has no. The reason it's so nice is because he doesn't really have any baggage. It's not like some old fucking wound that's like causing him to destroy things in his life. It's just like he's just sad because
I like that.
Mom left the room.
Yeah. Who's a bad one to have?
Oh,
there?
Man. One that was really hard to see. I could like show you what it looks. It's like right next there. There are some cards that are hard to look at. Probably the hardest emotional card is this one called the Five of Cups, which is like really about actual, you know, grief and loss and suffering and really struggling to accept change.
Yeah.
Is usually a pretty rough one.
Like, you soft pedal that if that shows up? Or
No, because you know what? Usually people know why it's there. Right. I can't believe it was the second one.
Wow. Yeah.
It's pretty sad. I'm showing it to Hayes now. It's a man in a shroud. Oh. I don't know that. I don't think I've gotten it that often on this show, which I'm happy to say.
Get that off my board.
Yeah. He's staring at his cups that got knocked over. There's two more behind him. The reason I don't have to soft pedal is because people like are aware that they are grieving.
So what if it's in the future? What if it's in the future position?
They still know.
That they're going to be?
People know.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
Like it's very rare. I never really have a reading and someone's like, "Are you fucking serious?" Yeah. They're always like, "Yeah, like you know what I mean?
Something bad is going to happen to me pretty soon." Oh, yeah.
Not like that. Although people do seem to expect the worst. Like I often get people are like, "I don't want to do it because I'm afraid it's going to show me something bad."
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, nah, like you know that.
Wow. Dodged it.
You dodged it. Okay, so now I want to pull a card for this reader. I think what I'll have you do is I'll spread out the cards and you pick one. And so this is about your relationship to that spooky woman.
To my neighbor.
To your neighbor who is honestly using you, I hope you realize, has cast a spell on you.
Okay.
So now Hayes is drawing a card to tell her this is going to represent their relationship. Wow, cool. Weird. The Two of Pentacles. It shows this clown who's wearing a funny hat.
Uh-huh.
And he's juggling two pentacles in his little infinity scarf. It's really kind of a weird card because it's sort of like playfulness at work.
Yeah.
It's like having fun.
That's kind of what it is now. She's sort of like a Kramer-esque presence in my life at the moment. Okay.
That's exactly what this card's about.
Okay. If we could keep it right at that place, me and her, that is fine with me.
I think it'll stay like that. It's very like whistle while you work card.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell her, hey, I had a witch pull a card about you and me, Denise, or whatever her name is.
Wow, what a new frontier. How to explain?
You could just tell
what's
her.
What's a podcast? No, there is no just telling her this.
You wouldn't have to say
podcast. I have had you send emails for her.
But she gets the world of witchcraft. You could just say, hey, I talked to a witch about our little relationship.
Even
and
that.
She'll be like, what are you talking about? Okay, yeah.
I might just have to.
Okay, here. What if you say, what is the two?
Okay, how about this? I'll say, I got a reading from a witch, and I mentioned that one of my neighbors, this person who I'd just gotten to know, does readings, and she drew a card for me and you.
I think, though, you should back.
Right up until then, it was
right
great.
Right up until then it gets, like, really romantic or something. I think you should backload it
and
say, hey, can I ask you a question? You read tarot, right? And she'll be like, of course I do. And you say,
I know she does. I've had to send emails advertising her business.
Hey, what does the Two of Pentacles mean? Now, see, I don't like this either because something
now
has
I'm
to be
being deceptive.
Yeah, there has to be something where you can be like,
she drew a card for you.
But even that is rude. It's rude for me to have drawn a card remotely for. But it's also weird to be like, I basically have already crossed the line. There's no way that I didn't cross the line here. I guess you can't. Okay, so all we can say is that it's okay. This is a fun little relationship.
Maybe I can get a reading from her.
Oh, this is a great idea.
And see how it lines up.
I would love this.
Okay, good.
Don't spend more than $25.
I am positive it doesn't cost that much.
I actually am really curious. Will you report back what you pull?
Yeah. Is there what's the tipping standard with these things?
Oh, you know, normal 18%, whatever.
18%.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is expect. I'm a generous tipper.
I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know how I feel about tipping for tarot reading.
Seems people like it would encourage positive readings in a way that could interfere with the process.
I never thought
I'm
of it like
tip
that.
For a garbage reading.
Well, I think usually it's different. Usually when you tip, it's like it's going to not only this person, but the establishment or something like that. With tarot readers, it's all going to them.
Right.
So if you pay me $25, so I got $25.
Right.
It's nice to tip. I should just say it's nice to tip.
Okay.
But I don't think it's expected. Do you have any other questions?
It always comes out in this arrangement, 5 cards. It wasn't like something that came out of mine earned me bonus draws.
I drew you bonus cards because I was curious why Temperance was reversed.
Oh.
I was
like, why is it? Okay.
Because I was like, that doesn't really make sense to me totally of why you'd get the Ace of Cups and the Page of Cups and get the Temperance reversed. I mean, it's very emotional, but I was just wondering, like, because usually this means like something's a little out of balance.
Huh.
Well, what is out of balance? And then it seems like we got the answer of like trying to combine
the electric and the magnetic.
Yes, trying to combine those two things. They're going. Sure. You got the wrong end of the magnets facing mm-hmm. each other, so they have to be turned around so that they can.
Ah. That lines up. I can do that.
I don't know if that makes sense. Does this make sense in your situation?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's like part of it is the result of doing something now, like your main occupation being for free, like uh-huh. something that I'm doing just on a volunteer right. basis, where you just basically decide how much you have to be like forcing the issue on it. It's all controlled by you. There's nobody telling you really what to do in any given situation.
You know what people say when you're in situations like that?
Huh.
In the tarot community, the universe is your boss.
Right? But that's that's what you gotta figure out is how much to push on stuff and how much to just like let happen.
Yeah.
Because nobody's doing it for you.
I think that speaks a lot to Temperance because a lot of time it's about right action, not wanting to have pointless movement, just real action, not pointless movement. Honest, and sometimes it is not doing anything at all. Usually it's not doing anything at all. It's usually the right thing to do, which is weird. But in that situation, I think holding space to hear the answer of how much you should be forcing yourself to do stuff.
I saw, speaking of bosses, I saw a bumper sticker on the way here that said, "My boss is a singer from New Jersey."
Aww.
And boss was capitalized. So even in the process of reading it, that was already a hint that it was going to be referring to Bruce Springsteen.
Uh-huh.
Singer was...
What would Bruce want you to do? I actually think that's a really great... That's what's fun if you're the one directing your life. You can just kind of fantasize about who your boss is.
Oh, yeah. I can just put a face on the universe of whoever I want.
Yeah.
Like the high Bruce Springsteen's kind of taken by the high fidelity
by New Jersey
guy.
Oh, yeah. Right. I usually honestly do think about either Mr. Rogers or my friend Brittany Nichols. Do you know her?
I know of her. I've heard her name for sure.
Uh-huh. I usually think, what would Brittany do or what would Mr. Rogers do? Those are usually the two.
Well, you can ask Brittany.
I could, but she doesn't. She's not that great of a text message responder sometimes.
So if it's urgent, you have to imagine a response. Who's mine? Great question. I got to figure that out.
I mean, could be something you ask that lady. I'm calling her Denise.
Okay.
I'm calling her Denise right now, but
yeah, I don't want to get.
This has my deck. I'm gonna ask my deck.
Business. But...
Not on this show. God damn it. Come get a reading from me, people listening to this. Okay, I'm just going to pull a card to see who your boss should be. Is that okay?
Yes.
What does that mean? Reverse Queen of Pentacles. Oh.
Oh, no. Okay. Just the more you draw, you know, the riskier it gets.
I sometimes don't know what it's trying to say.
Right.
Because reverse Queen of Pentacles, this is actually kind of sweet. So when she's upright, she's like very practical and very much, she thinks and feels in a very practical, earthy way. Because Pentacles is about the earth, essentially. And when she's reversed, she's lost some of her self-trust. So I guess it would be, and I was like, why would that be the hero? Like, why would that be someone who has the loss of self-trust? And then it showed me the reversed Eight of Wands, which is really snarky of my deck. It's like, oh, you're not getting it. I guess I'll be even more obvious.
Okay.
This is like blocked messages, basically.
Uh-huh.
And then it showed the Fool.
Excuse me.
Whoa. That actually was pretty cool.
This Marthasville, Missouri.
Oh, my God.
So it's very important.
I actually sort of want you to answer it. That's all right. I think the Fool, and I know it was actually an interruption of your phone, but I did like that it was like a little bell ringing, like the fool.
Ah.
I think your hero is somebody who walks, the fool, who walks off the cliff and says, what could go wrong? And that's like why he's a fool.
Oh.
But he's very like faith-based. He's very like, I'll just have faith that this is like the bridge to cross. I think that might be how the two electromagnetic things could sync up. The being okay with putting your foot down even though you don't know what's going to happen next, basically.
Yeah.
Which I think you do, right?
Yeah, sure.
For the most
part.
But
I could be more, I guess, casual about doing it.
Yeah.
And not like twist myself up about it way to making those decisions.
Yes, I think so. Because that's usually what happens with her. She loses her self-trust even though she's like super protected and okay.
Right.
So this will help you have that feeling of self-trust. So this guy, the Fool, that's your hero.
Little dog.
This little doggy. This little white rose.
It's a very small dog.
Yeah. That's a billion. He kept his dog instead of taking the billion dollar dog. Instead of taking $1 billion
because
he's a fucking fool. He said, I'll get $1 billion another way. We're walking off this cliff. Well, thank you so much. Do you want to plug?
What a thrill.
Oh, do you want to plug anything?
I mean, I've already plugged my three podcasts.
Where does this woman do her tarot readings? What part
of
town?
It's on 3rd and Western.
Okay.
I don't know the exact address, but it's like right in that intersection in the black and gold building. There's an ice cream place in the building as well called the Dalai Lama. D-O-L-L-Y-L-L-A-M-A.
Okay.
Yeah.
So plugging the places around where you work.
A couple plant stores. Nat King Cole post office.
Oh, cool. I like that. Mm-hmm. I know exactly where that is. You can get a tarot reading as well. As a listener.
I just got one.
Hayes just got one. He got a freebie. I will charge you if you contact me, which you can do at Dream City Tarot on Twitter, or you can find me on Instagram at Aardvarsk. I'm sorry that it's spelled that way. Aardvarsk. I refuse to change for you, the public. Hayes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For coming on. Thank you so much for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next time.